Russell Strauss.
Who?
Russell Strauss.
Okay.
Russell Strauss.
Okay, now, so who's going to be your hearing this time, sir? I don't have you.
Strauss?
Yes, sir.
I don't have us.
Anybody? Yes.
Strauss? Do you have Strauss?
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing at this time, sir. He will be the lead.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, would you please state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Russell Allen Strauss, ABC number 307918.
We're appearing for the Honorable Board to take a tendency this afternoon in reference to the Committee Supervision Orientation. I'm glad you see the board members up to conduct your hearing. To my very far right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. To his left is the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse. To her left is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is the board chairman. And to our left is the Honorable Louis Canonis. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead today. Also in the room, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and will also represent the parole office today. But prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the board hearing. Have you read that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Myself, sir.
And at this time, I'd like to swear you in, Mr. Westby, in. So, will you solemnly swear to tell the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and lead you so affirm?
I do.
And at the time of the Department requesting an amendment, page 1 of the warrant, in the bottom section, with the lab reports, or the dates were not down there, they should be May 4th, 2018. May 8th, 2018,
and May 11th, 2018. Okay. They threw me off. Okay, sir. We're going to get back to the two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms of admission and supervision have been violated, and if we find them violated in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, when we do, sir, is I'm going to read you an allegation that's on your warrant, and
we may have a little problem with my technology. It's more than technology. Just hold one second. We'll get it one way or the other. Just give us, 30 seconds, and then we'll see if it'll work for us.
Did he freeze? Is that the problem?
I'm not sure what happened that time. I looked up, and there it was. I'm not sure what happened.
Okay.
That one caught me by surprise, so I'm not sure. Something happened. just had a little technical problem. We think we're ready to go. The Honorable Mr. Neal will continue the hearing, sir.
I'm not sure exactly where I left off. So I believe I managed to get you sworn in. Did I get you sworn in, sir?
Sir.
Okay.
Yes, you did, sir.
I haven't had my reading when everything went dark. Okay, you're ready to get up in two phases today. In phase one, we determine whether your conditions have been violated, and in phase two, we will determine whether the your community supervision will be broken and stayed. So in phase one, sir, I am going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read it, I'd like you to tell me whether it's true or false. If you need to ask for a bit more information from Mr. Westby and talk about it. All right? So allegation number one is a violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number four, as demonstrated by your failure to complete the 90-day penal reentry center intensive substance abuse program on or about May 10, 2018, as directed. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay, based on the admissions of Mr. Strauss, from the find of Mr. Lincoln, that we have violated terms of conditional supervision and that he may have lapses or not lapses in a couple of ways for the company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Moore, Mr. Green, by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. All right, sir, we'll be moving into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Westby's going to give some background information, so stay on the phone, and I'll get right back to you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Westby.
On January 22nd, 2018, Mr. Strauss was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 10th, 2018 by ABC staff for removing charges. He was back to DOC custody May 10th, 2018. With a projected community supervision end date of August 21st, 2018, 0 sound days. Criminal conviction, 2016, theft, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2016, flight from law vehicle, 1 year. 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. 2016, failure to appear first degree, 1.5 years. 2016, shoplifting, 2.5 years. This is his fourth term in DOC, CUIR score 3-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. He has no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs and violence noted. Other arrest, 2013, disorderly conduct, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2014, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G3B4.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Kyle, we will move over a review of the case summary. Okay, you approved to stay at 2794 West Skyline Road in Benson, Arizona, with your approved sponsor, which was your mother, Rebecca. Did you stay in your house, sir, or were you there the whole time?
I was there the whole time.
All right.
Other than the reentry center.
Okay, did you have any employment while you were out?
Yes, the whole time.
Okay. Let's see, programming. We were staffed by SPO Collins due to drug usage issues. You referred to the 90-day ITH program on 4/19/18. And that's the one you didn't complete, correct, sir?
That's the least I'll do.
Okay, why didn't you complete that program at NRC? That's a good program.
The Peter Anderson we're talking about?
Yeah, PRC, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I was trying, I got up and I was kind of going through a rough time. My daughter passed away when I was in prison. And it was just not really that good an environment, I guess. And then there was a bunch of convicts there. So I ended up messing up, and they invited me for it.
All right, so have you been losing since you got sent back to prison?
No.
Okay, so when's the last time you used some illegal substance, sir?
That would have been when I got arrested.
Okay, so for sanctions, you missed a UA on 4/30/18, and the sanction that attended all MEP groups, you failed to follow through with directives, and you were poverty for NAP on 5/2/5/4 and 5/7/2018. I guess 5/7 was poverty and moving. So, what are your plans to take care of your drug problem, sir?
Get myself some help and just being around positive influences and distance myself, I should say, and just keep my head level and get on the right track of just concentrating on my future and my work.
Okay. So that ICH program is actually really doing pretty good. You know, a lot of good comments from offenders who go through the program, and it does a lot of good on their drugs. But the key to any of that is you. So you have to make up your mind that you want to be clean, otherwise you'll never make it. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Any questions? Okay, sir. We're nearing the end of your hearing at this time. We're going to have a discussion to make a decision pretty soon. Before we do that, we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think might be relevant to our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat the information you've already given us. Okay?
I don't really have too much to say. I don't know where to start really, so I'm going to gather you guys to go up.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The board will be running the discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. But we ask you to stay on the phone, and you can listen to the entire conversation, hear the decision as we make it. And after we do, I'll get back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Board is now in discussion. Mr. Strauss is having problems with relapsing and drugs, and at this point in time, it doesn't sound like he's totally made that turn around the corner so that he's going to totally straighten himself out. However, on August 21st, 2018, they released him from DOC control, and then it will be totally up to him whether he can straighten things out and not get in trouble with DOC again. But at this time, I don't see that he's the candidate for return to community supervision. I'm willing to listen to the discussion between me and my fellow board members. So based on all the information, we're in the 2-year-old test for the of Mr. Rouse and the information department. Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to involve community supervision of Mr. Strauss as he would develop a violating term to the position of supervision and have a lapse for was about lapse in the current ways of recovery.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Dr. Lett, Mr. Gallatin, and Mr. Camillus. Sir, the board has voted to work through community supervision at this time. However, you due to be released on or about August 21st, 2018, which is only about 50 days away, that's 2 months. We suggest in the meantime that you maybe even sit in on some NA group session there, but get your mind straight, get your head level like you described it, and make a good plan for when you get out so that you can avoid the drugs and the crimes and those orange shirts that you're wearing now. Well, this will leave you very certain if you would put the CO3 back on the thing, please.
I think you just...